destructive habit in your life, that is to not believe in yourself. I mean, you are all you have. You have to understand that, you know, you're born in this world and you live this life and you have relationships and you're involved with people, but ultimately 100% responsibility for you to get anything done and to succeed in life and to be the person you want to be is up to you. And if you keep letting yourself down by not honoring yourself and having integrity with yourself and literally loving yourself enough to look and see, okay, I've got this horrible habit and it's costing me money and it's costing me my health and it might actually be costing years off my life, and you know, I'm making myself less attractive to the opposite sex and going on and on. I mean, folks, you've just got to step up to the plate here and get real and honestly create a plan of action to start eliminating baby steps one at a time. Now, I'm not a person who recommends that you try to lose weight and quit smoking at the same time or take a bunch of habits all at the same time. My research, and I have done a lot of research over the years, and I have a huge program called Overcoming Unproductive Behaviors. If you go to my website, you can see where literally I have done research for years and years. Now, I did lose 14 pounds and quit smoking at exactly the same time. And I, you know, it was a very unusual thing. I was extremely motivated to do it. My physician told me I couldn't do it. He said most people who quit smoking always gain weight. But I did it. And once I did that, I felt the most confident I had ever felt in my life. I felt the most beautiful and the sexiest, and I was saving money, and I had conquered these two big negative habits in my life that really had affected my self-esteem. It affected the way that I felt about myself. It affected me every single morning. And so, frankly, if I can do it, you can do it. I mean, it's just a matter of what are you willing to do to think differently to succeed at what you want in life? You know, I think it's hard for people to understand sometimes that your mental and emotional attitudes are shaped by your habits. So, for example, if you welcome change, you look forward to experimentation and challenges. However, if you're in a rut and don't like to experiment with anything new, you're going to shut down any real opportunities for growth and new solutions. So, for example, for people who don't like change, and, you know, I understand that. It's sometimes everything is changing at the same time. It's hard to deal with it. We want things to stay the same. But people are so ingrained in not wanting to change that if someone offers them solutions, they'll give you 14 reasons why that solution won't work, or, you know, that diet doesn't work, or that patch to quit smoking doesn't work, or that program to get rid of a bad habit doesn't work. So you've got to identify, are you one of those people who are looking for opportunities and willing to change, or have you gotten into what I call the old person syndrome, is you don't like change and you're looking for why things won't change. And all you really have to do is start paying attention to your conversations. So when people offer solutions, are you a person who is curious, who will actually listen? Will you actually allow the possibility, if you tried something, it might work? Are you a person who is just going to shut people down and just go, no, it won't work, and then that's that. And now you're stuck. So I think the way that we have our attitudes about life affects the way we're able to succeed. So our culture also affects your ability to change. You know, if there's a strong peer pressure to stick to the status quo, which has been accepted as standard, it may be very hard for any individual to change or to act differently. And I know that when I watch families a lot as a coach, if someone comes to me and they have a weight problem, and you know, I do life coaching and business coaching and on one-on-one, and I usually do it a lot on the phone, but sometimes in person. And When people have weight problems, often if you look at their family, everybody in that family is overweight. So if you go to a holiday or a dinner or an event with your family and they're, eating a lot of things that are not going to be beneficial for you, but you will fall back into the habit. So if you don't want to be a drinker, let's face it, folks, you have to limit those times that you go out with people who are drinking, and you have to determine in advance that if you do go out with them, you're going to have like a diet soda or water or something that's not going to be alcoholic. If you're trying to quit smoking and you're hanging around everybody who smokes, I got news for you. The very, very next time that you're stressed out and life seems to be crashing in on you, you're going to reach for that cigarette. So the true reality is that you've got to pay attention to your environment. Your environments have a lot to do with whether you'll be successful or not, because the sheer force of our old habits often hinder us from seeing new visions of new opportunities that we have. One of the things that I think keeps people from really being successful in overcoming their negative habits and breaking bad habits is the unproductive behavior of trying to be perfect. And one of the most destructive habits you can have in life is being a perfectionist. You see, most people don't realize it, but if you are a hardcore perfectionist, it usually creates procrastination because you will put off doing what you know needs to be done, like get started on that diet, that exercise program. And the truth is, at the root of procrastination is really fear that we won't do something perfect, so we're reluctant to get started. So here's some of the excuses you have. Well, it's no need to start that diet this week because this upcoming weekend we have this wedding or we have this big event. It's no need for me to try to quit smoking because, I know next month, we're going to have to do taxes or we're going to have to do this. Excuses, excuses, excuses. I really want you to also start to pay attention to how many times you wimp out and you have an excuse. You remember, excuses are out of integrity with who you really want to be. Now, the bad news about being a perfectionist is that, again, if we're not going to do something great, we let the fear of not doing something perfect keep us from even getting started. A lot of people are so fearful that they don't have the willpower or the ability to follow through that they simply will not start any kind of changes. And their worldview is that a flaw means total failure. And sadly, this type of thinking leaves absolutely no middle ground for anyone because you're either perfect or you're a complete failure. And this is setting yourself up for failure because nothing in life really is perfect. And I have found that when I observe people who are trying to just be perfect all the time, that it sets up unrealistic expectations, pressures, and a lot of problems. It creates stress and it holds you back from the success that you want to be. Sometimes good enough is good enough. You are going to fall off the wagon. I'm going to tell you right up front here, no matter what kind of program you're going to want to get into, no matter what your habit is, you are a human being and you're going to do the best you can, but there are going to be times you do fall off the wagon. And when you have that root of perfectionism thinking, and which is a false belief that you have to be perfect, you're going to create a lot of pressure on yourself that will hold you back from trying to break those bad habits and try to start a new lifestyle with positive new habits. I know a lot of people who pride themselves on calling themselves perfectionists. That's using your own self-talk to program yourself to look for what's wrong. Instead of labeling yourself as a perfectionist, instead, I'd like for you to think of yourself as flexible. You need to be committed to stretching yourself in life and create a frame of mind.